Today on Rockin' the Suburbs,
we talk about Bruce Springsteen's Cover Me. Get ready for a deep dive on the music, like that stinging guitar solo, and the lyrics. Like,
Hey, Justin.
Yes, God.
We're not talking about Cover Me. Our topic is Bruce Springsteen covers.
Oh, okay. All right, so get ready for a deep dive on such iconic Springsteen covers, like his Bajean butt with the hat in front of the flag on Born in the USA, and that lean that the big man has on Born to Run.
Hey, Justin?
Yeah, Jesse?
We're not talking about covers to Bruce's albums. Our topic is other artists doing covers of his songs.
Oh. Huh. Sorry, guys. I guess I was really dancing in the dark on this one.
Oh, my.
Hello, and welcome to a new episode of Rockin' the Suburb. That's right, this is a last-minute fill-in. Jim and Patrick are out doing dad stuff, and they needed a fill-in, so they called in the reliever. I guess I'm a right-hander. I am one of your fill-in hosts, Jesse Jackson. So thrilled to be back, filling in for Jim and Patrick. You know my fine work, I hope, from Set Lusting Bruce, the podcast all about Bruce Springsteen fandom. But joining me today are two other great guys. So we're going to go around the table and introduce yourselves.
My name is Scott Parks. You guys may remember me from the record store day, one of the record store day episodes. I am from Valparaiso, Indiana, and been a longtime listener. I've never actually called in, but I was, again, on the show once, like a lot of different kinds of music, and just a big fan of the show.
And speaking of Valparaiso, Indiana, I'm Justin Steiner, also from Valparaiso, Indiana. I think Scott and I are talking to each other across town here.
Yeah, just a few miles away.
Scott and I actually have become friends over the last couple of years. Figured out that we both like the same music. We were at a party and we've been to a few shows together. I am a fifth grade teacher here in Valpo, and Scott's son is going to be a fourth grader at the same school, so maybe next year he could end up in my class.
Fingers crossed.
Been on Rockin' the Suburbs a few times with my calls, most recently the Not a Surf episode where we talked about a hit song that wasn't representative. Let me do something here. It's been a while since Jim and Patrick have done it, but I'll see if I can get this on the mic here. Yeah, there we go. I got some Founders All Day IPA ready to go.
There you go.
Chat.
And I, since I'm driving the bus, am drinking a orange ice.
There you go.
I'm the designated driver. All right, so we have
that said.
Yes, let's turn it. Yeah, so Justin and Scott were nice enough to jump in at the last minute, join us, and we were trying to come up with a topic, and we said, well, we'll kind of keep it Bruce Springsteen-ish, but we will do something. One of the things Jim and Patrick talk a lot is covers. They will do cover weeks. They'll discuss this. And as far as I can remember, we haven't done a Bruce Springsteen themed cover week. Both Scott and Justin said, oh, I think that would be fun. So I think that's what we're going to talk about. But before we get started, Justin, start us off. What makes a good cover to you?
Well, I think a good cover needs to be not necessarily completely slavish. You know, you don't want to have the exact same song that you did, but you want to retain enough. You know, something that gives you like a new take on the song, bring something out, maybe a bit of music that you never heard before, or makes you kind of want to go back in. I just recently, First Aid Kit put out a cover of Kate Bush's Running Up That Hill.
Ooh, I need to check that out.
Yeah, the girls, the Soberg girls in First Aid Kit, that's where they started. They did covers of Fleet Foxes, and they've gone on from there. They did a cover of Hearts Crazy on You early in the year on KCRW too, which is just fantastic. Like, if you want to see good covers, check out First Aid Kit doing good covers. I think that's a good direction to go.
I know that on E Street Radio, they do a covers show once a week where Nick Massey will talk about it. And I sometimes, the Bruce purist in me has a little problem. Like, I don't think when you're doing a cover show, you do Patti Smith. That was her song originally. I mean, he wrote it, but he gave it to her. And I just don't think of that, you know, because the night is that. You guys had another one you wanted to bring up, right?
Yeah, there's one that I thought of that's kind of similar to that. So let's go back to 1991. It's been 4 years since Tunnel of Love came out, and I was kind of desperate for some new Bruce music, like I think a lot of other people were, and got clued into, probably in Rolling Stone, to Southside Johnny and the Asbury Jukes album from that year, Better Days. Jesse, I'm sure you're familiar with that.
Absolutely.
The big draw on that album was a song where Southside Johnny, Bruce, and Little Stevie sang a song together called It's Been a Long Time, where they talked about their old days rambling around New Jersey playing in bar bands and all that sort of stuff. So that was a big draw on the album. But tucked away towards the end of the album was this little ballad called All the Way Home. That song basically is, I think, a lot of Springsteen on it, doing the keys and that sort of thing, with a little bit of the Jukes on top. I know Bobby Bandiera plays some guitar on it. And it's kind of definitely in the mode of his stuff around the time, like the stuff on Tracks, you know, the Human Touch era stuff, Sad Eyes and Seven Angels and that sort of thing. That's kind of the feel, I think it is. Jesse, are you familiar with the tune?
I am not. I am looking forward to hearing it. Let's listen to a little bit of it and then we'll talk.
I know what it's like to have failed, babe. With the whole world looking on, I know what it's like to have been so sure, and to wake up and find it all gone. Now you got no reason, no reason to trust me. And tonight my confidence is a little rusty. It's getting late, but you don't feel like leaving alone. Well, maybe I can walk you, baby, all the way home.
Yeah, boy, that is classic. That it hits all the notes, pardon the pun, of exactly what you're talking about.
No, I think Southside Johnny really sings the heck out of that one. The thing is, though, like, this comes out in 1991, right?
Yeah.
And it's just a Springsteen song, so it's not necessarily a cover. Except, let's fast forward to 2005, and that song shows up on Devils in Dust. And it shows up in kind of a souped-up version, a lot more up-tempo with some harmonica, a little guitar line going, and like an added bridge with the lyrics and whatever. So it was almost a tiny whiny, I know you like to talk about that, Jesse, a tiny whiny kind of cover of a Springsteen song where you cover it 14 years before it actually shows up on an album.
That is very timey wimey. And did Bruce cover Southside Johnny? Or did Southside Johnny before the, did that? That's awesome.
You give your friend a song and then decide to take it and back and do your own thing later. Now, I think I actually do prefer the Southside Johnny version, just maybe because it's the first one I heard and spent, you know, all those years with it before the Springsteen one. Not that the Springsteen one is bad by any means. There are different flavors for sure, but it's the same song.
just like they failed, baby, with the whole world looking on. And what it's like the soul crashing like a drunk on a bar on the floor. Now you got no reason to trust me. My confidence is a little rusty. But if you don't feel like being alone, maybe I could walk you all around.
I'm not as big of a Bruce Springsteen fan as you guys. I've talked to Justin about this. Obviously, growing up in the 80s, you couldn't not hear Bruce Springsteen. But I don't have anything that is, as interesting as Bruce Springsteen covering one of his own songs that was covered 15 years earlier. But I think what I have is pretty cool. On a recent trip home from Florida, I stopped in Nashville, went to Third Man Records, which I had heard was a pretty neat place to go. Becoming a big Neil Young fan, and as I'm in Third Man, I see a record at Third Man that is called A Letter Home. And I hadn't gotten to that in his repertoire yet. Started reading about it and discovered that it's a record that Neil Young recorded at Third Man in a 1947 Voicigraph machine, which, if people don't know what that is, it's basically like a photo booth that you can record a 6-inch record to take home. They have this working machine inside Third Man. You can go in and record a little 6-inch record. Back in the day, these would be at boardwalks and amusement parks, and I guess there was one at the top of the Empire State Building that was popular. And you paid 35 cents. You got to either sing a song. Most people would do these with messages to home, and they would mail them off to home. So Neil Young was in Third Man, saw people going in, said, "That's pretty cool. I think I could make a record in there." And I think Jack White's head about blew up because he was so excited about it. So that's exactly what they did. Neil Young in a 3x4 cubicle with a guitar and a harmonica recorded an album of covers. Most of them are from the 50s and 60s, a couple from the 70s. But he did have two 80s tracks, and one of those is My Hometown, always one of the songs that I really enjoyed from Bruce. Being from Middle America, even though I know he's obviously from the East Coast, when you're in Middle America, you listen to a Bruce Springsteen song and it just feels like home. And that song kind of makes me feel like that. You kind of feel a little bit of nostalgia for being a kid when you're this age. The cool thing about this song, though, is it's being recorded in this booth. It sounds like it could have been recorded in the 20s or 30s. So it literally sounds like it could have been a Jimmy Rogers song or an A.P. Carter song, one of the mountain roots musicians from the 20s and 30s singing about a town falling apart during the Depression era. Obviously, the lyrics aren't about that, but, there's a couple verses where one verse where they're talking about the textile mill falling, going out of business and people wanting to leave town. And I guarantee you those types of things happened in the late 20s, early 30s. And just listening to this song kind of gave me a different perspective on the song that I never really had before. So I really enjoy it. I think that album, A Letter Home by Neil Young, it's really good. In addition to the Springsteen cover, I check it out. You guys are interested in Neil Young and interested in maybe a little, I would say it's a little novelty, but I really enjoy it a lot.
I was 8 years old and riding with a dime in my hand into the bus stop to pick up a paper for my old man. I'd sit on his lap in that big old Buick and steer as we drove through town. He tussled my hair and say, "Son, take a good look around. This is your hometown. Your hometown. This is your hometown. This is your hometown."
cool. I haven't heard that album at all. I wonder if somebody who lives in Valpo could maybe
You can swing over one time and
at some point.
Yeah, I mean it literally has the crackles of a record from the 30s. I mean it's pretty amazing, to be honest with you.
Jesse, you want to make a road trip to Valpo and have a listening party?
Looks like if you Google it on YouTube, you can see Neil in that little box.
You can. They videoed the entire session. He was actually making a movie at the time of recording this, and they just decided to record the entire session video. They used GoPro cameras on the inside of the booth. So black and white GoPro cameras. They had a color camera on the outside, HD, and every single song they recorded a video, and you can watch him record all of these songs. And there's actually two songs.
Yeah.
It's amazing. There's two songs where they actually pushed a piano up to the open door, and Jack White plays piano on these songs as well. And it's basically honky tonk piano. I mean, it sounds like you are in, you know, like a speakeasy in the 20s. It's crazy.
That is awesome. Well, those are both great choices. I thought a lot about what to do, and I decided that there are some iconic covers out there, but I think one of them that fits our definition of a cover is it's true to the spirit, but it kind of makes its own, is Atlantic City from the Band.
Oh, yeah. I agree.
Yeah. It fits, you know, Levon Helm's wonderful voice. I mean, you could hear the night they drove Old Dixie down, and I had Googled it, and they were on the Today Show, and, you know, he's sitting there in his mandolin, and he just starts going, and it's Atlantic City, but it is in the style of the Band, and it's just amazing.
Well, they blew up the Chicken Man over in Philly last night, and they blew up his house too. Down on the boardwalk, they're ready for a fight. We're gonna see what them racket boys can do. Well, there's trouble bussing in from out of state, and the DA can't get no relief. Gonna be a rumble on the promenade, and the gambling commissioner's hanging on by the skin of his teeth. Everything dies, baby, that's a fact. But maybe everything that dies someday comes back. Put your makeup on and fix your hair up pretty, and meet me tonight in Atlantic City.
Well, I listened to it for the first time when we all talked about, you know, doing this episode. Like I said, I've always been an appreciator of Bruce Springsteen, never not liked him. I just have never really been, you know, dove headfirst into his catalog. But when I listened to this song, I've been a fan of the Band for a while. I mean, I totally agree with what you said. It is the Band, and it's also Bruce Springsteen. It's a fabulous cover. I really enjoyed it.
Two things that really, you know, jump it up for me. I mean, it's a great cover. Absolutely. I love the way Levon sings Chicken Man in the song. Like, it's just the way he phrases Chicken Man. I absolutely love it. And then towards the end of the song, the original lyrics is Don't Get Caught on the Wrong Side of the Line. But they change it to Don't Get Caught South of the Line. And I love that little switch right there. It just sounds so... It's so much the Band there, right? Getting caught south of the line, and that's just perfect.
I agree.
Yeah, absolutely. Gosh, I can't believe we're already out of time. But any last thoughts you want to share before I get into a little rock in the suburb business?
Okay, I think we've kind of shown different aspects of covers here with what we talked about, right? So we kind of based everything around Bruce. We got the, you know, the Timey Wimey one. You got Neil, you got an icon covering an icon with Neil Young. in that booth, and then another Icons covering with Atlantic City, which was out on, you know, their big comeback album too. So covers can be so much fun, right? And make you not only want to listen to those covers, but go back in and listen to those original songs again too.
Well, and that's exactly it. I mean, we're talking about these covers, and what have I done since we've talked about these? I've actually gone back and started listening to more of the Boss. I mean, I listened to Born in the USA, the entire album by Bruce Springsteen for the first time in probably, I couldn't even tell you, 20 or more years, to be honest with you. So, you know, covers, they're good in and of themselves, but then they also bring you back to that original artist who wrote the song, who made the song, what it actually was. So, you know, again, covers, they're pretty cool.
Guys, listen to the show. How often do you listen to the show?
Every day.
That's right. Listen to the show every day on Apple Podcasts, iTunes, Spotify, Audio Boom, Stitcher, just where all your finest podcasts are available. Visit the show's website, suburbspod.com. You can email the show, rock@suburbspod.com, to give feedback to Jim and Patrick about some of the summer replacement shows and the regular shows. Follow them on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram @suburbspod. Call the Suburban Party Line and leave a message. It's
612-440-1984,
baby.
Without practice, guys. That was off the cuff. Guys, if someone wants to reach you, any social media you want to share?
I'm on Twitter at Justin Steiner. That's S-T-E-I-N-E-R, first name Justin.
I'm on Twitter as well. Mine's a little bit harder to understand. It's ParksSR74. You can find me out there. I don't really tweet a whole lot, but when I do, it's usually music related. So
I can be reached at Jesse Jackson DFW. I had to add the DFW because I kept getting political tweets pushing to me because they thought I was that other guy. For now, enjoy the rest of your summer, and we'll talk to you soon.
From a 3-minute record, baby, than we ever done in school. Tonight I hear the neighborhood drummer's sound. I can feel my heart begin to pound. You say you're tired and you just want to close your eyes and follow your dreams down. Well, we made a promise, we swore we'd always remember. No retreat, baby, no surrender. Like soldiers on a winter's night with a vow to defend. No retreat, baby, no surrender.
They needed a fill-in, so they called in the reliever.